Welcome to Cannabis Health Radio, a podcast where we share stories from people around the world who are using cannabis as medicine. The information is meant to raise awareness about the health benefits of cannabis, but should not be taken as medical advice. Now, here are your hosts, Ian Jessup and Corey Yelland.
Welcome to the Cannabis Health Radio Podcast. I'm Ian Jessup.
And I'm Corey Yelland.
The American Cancer Society estimates that if you have liver cancer and you're diagnosed at an early stage, the five-year survival rate is 43%, less than half survive. That, of course, is for those dealing with conventional treatment. Well, our guest today was diagnosed with stage 4 liver cancer along with cirrhosis of the liver. If he did nothing, he was given 6 months to live. And joining us from British Columbia, Canada, is Bert Philippot. Bert, in November of last year, 2022, you were diagnosed with stage 4 liver cancer. Tell us about that day.
Well, I went in to see my doctor who took the MIR, and she informed me that I had liver cancer and cirrhosis, and it was full blown. She says, there's medication out there. You can do chemo radiation, which will increase your life, 4 to 5 years for sure.
That must have been a hell of a shock for you.
It is. It is. Like, I wasn't really expecting it, but it was.
What kind of symptoms were you having? What put you in the doctor's office to start with?
The doctor's office, what happened is, in 2016, I had colon cancer. Mm-hmm. So they took a foot of my colon out. Mm. And then after that, every year, I had an MRI. So they would be updating every year, see what's going on. And in 2022, when I went for my MRI, that's when I got the notice that, okay, it's full blown.
Wow, that must have blindsided you completely.
A little bit.
A little bit.
What did they tell you your prognosis would be if you did not take their treatment?
6 months to a year.
6 months to a year.
So here we are, 1 year.
1 year. Yesterday.
You look pretty healthy for somebody who's dead, I'm just saying.
For sure.
How do you feel today?
I feel awesome. I feel, yeah, like I can beat the world right now.
So what happened when you got this news and you're leaving the office? What's going through your head then? That you're going to scurry on down and have that radio and chemo, or you're convinced you're going to die, or what? I mean, you must have had a million things going through your head.
That's exactly what happened. I had a million things going through my head. I still had to inform my wife and family, that was what's going on. So I was wondering how I was going to tell her. So I just told her simple that I've got cancer. Mm-hmm. That was it. And then when we went to see the cancer doctor itself, then that's when she found out that I had 6 months to a year.
Yeah, you had a pretty full blown cancer there. What was your cancer marker, your tumor marker?
1,468 at the beginning of December.
Yeah, and you want 8.6 or lower, isn't it?
8.4 or lower is the mark.
Yeah, is the mark.
So, and here I was 1,460 over.
Wow.
My tumor.
Markers. Wow.
That's incredible. And in the notes you sent us, December 22nd, 2022, marker was 1,468. Wow. 3 months later, March 21st, you're into the normal range, 5.1.
Exactly. And I had just started doing the oil, Rick Simpson oil, middle of February, because we came back from our trip, and then we started doing the Rick Simpson oil in the middle of February. So I used it for a month and a half.
What made you decide to do that? Because so here you are, you're reeling and you're considering all your options. How did you stumble upon oil, and what made you decide to do that versus doing, you know, the traditional treatments or whatever?
I had a friend in Kamloops.
It's okay. Take your time. Yeah, I know these things are tough, Bert, when you...
Yeah, it's a pretty emotional, pretty emotional thing. So you just do it at your own pace.
Yeah.
So you had a friend, yeah.
She, her husband had a brain tumor.
Mm.
She had reached out to Corey. And right now, as soon as she heard that, she says, "We're going to get hold of Corey."
Mm-hmm.
And we got a hold of Corey, and it went good from there.
Yeah, you know, let me sort of set the scene here. So, Ian, when I spoke with Bert, there was his wife there as well, and then these people that I had helped were off in the center there. But when I looked at Bert, it was very, very obvious to me that he was incredibly ill. He was not a healthy man. And, you know, he had that gray look that I see all the time with cancer patients. And quite honestly, Bert, I looked at you and thought, I don't know if we can pull this one off, but we're going to try. And so that's when we got him pointed in the right direction, and he began taking an 8-strain oil, 4-to-1 ratio. So that's when he first started out. So you take it from there, Bert. You get your little package, and you're all excited because you're going to do suppositories, and you're a guy. So I know you're brimming with excitement.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. It wasn't pretty at first. I had to get the wife to do it at first because I wasn't sure how to do it really. And so she did it at first, and then after that I started doing it. But I did it 3 times a day, every day.
Every day. And I think we started you out. You were pretty darn sick. I think we started you out at full dose or darn near close to.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I did 3 suppositories a day, like the whole thing, like you say, 1 gram a day right off the bat.
And right off the bat. Did you get high? Were you getting high?
Nope. Not as a suppository. I did one orally because the wife wasn't there.
Smooth Sherlock on that one.
Not good. I couldn't even function. I was supposed to take the dog to the vet. I couldn't do that. I was supposed to walk the dog later on that night. I couldn't put my clothes on.
It's fun, though, isn't it?
Oh, I guess it is.
When you think about it, here's this greenling who's popping 1/3 of a gram at one time.
Yeah.
You know? 333 milligrams. We have people starting out at 0.5 or 0.25. So, yeah, he kind of dove off the diving board, but you can see he lived through it.
Very much. Very much.
And so go ahead, Corey.
Well, I was just going to say, so you started right out the gate doing these 3 suppositories, morning, afternoon, evening.
Correct. Yes.
Bert, did you have any symptoms that anything was wrong with you?
Nothing
whatsoever.
Nothing.
So my next question was going to be, you know, what were the changes that you noticed? Did you notice? So I guess more to the point would be, did you notice any changes once you started taking this?
No, not really.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Like it just, like my body feels the same as what I've always had. But it's just, obviously it's healing itself right now. That's all I can say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you also made dietary changes, correct?
Oh, definitely. I was 273 pounds when I came back home that year. And
how tall are you, Bert?
I'm 5'7".
Okay.
And I was 273. And when we got back, I says, I've got to change my diet, everything else. So I started doing, because I was doing three meals a day, and a lot of it, because I was working a little bit as well, I was doing sandwiches, lots, and everything else. That all changed. I ate two meals a day, and we usually have breakfast around 11 o'clock in the morning to noon, maybe even 1 o'clock, maybe none, and then have supper at night, which is around 5:30 to 7.
Was that hard for you to adapt to?
No, not really.
Oh.
No. Mm-hmm. No, not at all.
And so you cut out bread. You cut out sugar, because I talked to you about diet. I remember that one.
Yeah, and pop. I used to drink like 3-4 pops, you know, in 2 hours or in a day or whatever. You know, I could do that. Yeah. So all that is all gone. I haven't had a beer since February, since we came back from our trip. I had no red wine. Red wine I do a little bit once in a while, very, very little. I'll have a slice of bread here and there.
Well, being French, you've got to do the wine.
Well, I love my beer and wine. I don't drink hard stuff.
But yeah.
I love my beer and wine. So the beer is out right now. But my little red wine, yeah.
How much weight have you lost?
50. Total, it was 53, and I gained back 5 or 6 pounds. So I'm about 45, 46 pounds right now from before, in the last November, a year.
Well, that's good. That's really
awesome. Yeah. That's a healthy loss. It'll stay off. It's not something that you took off in 2 months that, you know, you're going to gain back. And you just look so much better. I mean, you know, if you look at him, he doesn't have that gray look that we see in these cancer patients. And, you know, he looks healthy, you know.
Yeah, you've got some vibrancy to your face. I mean, we can see your face here. But, your doctor must have been shocked to see your markers go down so significantly.
Yeah, they actually they were very mad at me at first for not accepting the chemo radiation, because they had offered me TACE, which is beads going into your system, and then they disqualified me from that, and then they said you can do chemo and radiation, and by that time I had already made up my mind what I was going to do. Mm-hmm. And I told them, and they got really mad at me. And they says, you want to opt out? And I says, no. I says, I still want to get my yearly MRI and also blood work, maybe every 2 to 3 months. And I'm getting all that.
That's good. An interesting thing about you taking the cannabis is that, most people that we talk to, once they start taking cannabis, they notice a change in their system. They feel differently than they did before. And you say you just feel the same way as you did before.
Yeah.
Well, you're a cannabis natural, I guess.
Must be. I don't know.
So let's talk about those levels, those cancer counts, because that's pretty phenomenal. So you start at 1,400.
1,468, yeah.
1,468. And let those listeners know, what's your cancer count today, Bert?
As of the end of October, my cancer count is 2.9.
Isn't that freaking incredible?
It went from 1,468 to 5.1 in March, to 3.9 in May, to 3.4 in August, to 2.9 in the end of October.
That is remarkable. We interviewed last week a woman in Washington State who had a history of various ailments, and she was given a dire diagnosis like you, because her organs were shutting down. And when she started taking the cannabis oil, it turned everything around. And her doctor said, "What have you been doing? Have you been taking someone else's blood?" And so what reaction have you got from your doctors about this remarkable decline in your markers?
Oh, they're impressed. My personal doctor, he is beyond the moon. He says, keep doing what you're doing. He says, you're doing the right thing, obviously. He's very happy with it. My cancer doctor, he would like to talk to Corey. He is impressed. He didn't believe it at first. And then after that, he says he wants me to talk to in front of a crowd as well. So he's sort of opened up on that. And he's saying, yes.
Amazing. So is this an oncologist then, Bert?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And where is he working out of?
Kamloops.
Okay. So Royal Inland
Hospital.
Okay. Okay.
Date 4.
I mean, he must be a very open-minded oncologist too.
Well,
a lot of them are very resistant.
Well, I'm positive he was very resistant at first till he seen
your markers
results, and then my last visit with him back in September, he says, "You're one of my success stories." Yeah, he hadn't done anything for me yet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's, you wouldn't be here without cannabis, would you?
Nope. Or I'm with radiation and chemo, I might still be here, but I wouldn't have the quality of life I've got right now.
No.
Nothing.
No.
None.
No, because you have a quality of life.
Oh, yes, very much. I drive, I do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's good. What would you say to someone who has liver cancer who doesn't know whether to take chemo, radiation, or oil?
I would say keep an open mind. It's your body. But keep an open mind. Eastern medicine, we are not open to it yet, and we should be opening more to Eastern medicine for the doctors that are coming in now. Like, our government has to open it up a little bit better for us people that are having cancer, because there's more and more cancer. How much does it cost to cure cancer these days?
Mm-hmm.
How much does one round of chemo cost, radiation, compared to medical, which sort of seems to be working for me, which costs, I'm sure, a lot less than somebody else.
Yeah.
Bert, when you started this journey, was your wife supportive of you?
Well, she says, whatever you want to do, we're going to go for the ride.
Yeah. Well, that's nice. That's really nice. Too often we hear stories of some members of the family opposed to it and causes all sorts of problems.
I do have that as well.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
Do you remember the day that you first got an inkling that you might be headed in the right direction as far as your cancer count went?
No, I had no idea what to expect after my first blood test and all that. Right.
What went through your mind when you saw that your numbers were going down?
Well, that was a surprise, because I had just finished coming back from walking the dog. And my wife, she looked at the email.
Mm-hmm.
And I get in the house, she's crying. So I was expecting the worst. I didn't know what was going on. I had no idea that it was even about myself.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, my blood count or my tumor markers is 5.1.
Yeehaw.
Yeah. So immediately left a message with Corey, I believe, that day.
Yes, you did.
Did you have a glass of wine?
I started crying. Are you asking me or Bert? Did you have a glass of wine?
Well, I know you did, Corey. So.
Yeah, I cried and then I had a glass of wine later. Yeah.
I did.
Well, you know, I look at the notes you sent on your markers, and it's just so unbelievable because you didn't start taking the oil until around the middle of February. And your marker, you know, 5 weeks later, in March 23rd, was down to 5.1 from an astronomical 1468.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, that's just doing suppositories. Three times a day.
And I do, castor oil.
Castor oil packs for the liver.
On my liver,
which
where you heat your liver, your pack for about 45 minutes.
Yeah, it's like a poultice. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I was doing doTERRA frankincense oil.
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife says that. Yeah.
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 So and I you do did that on my tongue.
And you did foot detox baths too, didn't you?
Pardon?
Did you do foot detox baths too?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. That's what I thought, yeah. And that's what he did and his diet. And he's just had an absolutely phenomenal response. In fact, I'd be really hard pressed to come up with somebody who responded that dramatically in a cancer count that quickly, from basically death's door to this. Is just beyond phenomenal. It's absolutely beyond phenomenal. Particularly, there's no radiation. There's nothing. Just diet and detoxing and the oil.
I think dieting was a major factor for me.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I
wouldn't
say for everybody, but for me, it was.
Well, we find that where we see the most success in these people that we speak with, I'm sure Ian will agree, is where they've changed their diet to, because often these people are ingesting copious amounts of sugar, and the way that cancer survives, it survives on sugar. That's exactly how it survives.
Were drinking. You were drinking about four pops a day, plus having bread, and bread turns into sugar in the stomach, and so you were ballooning up there.
Oh yes, I was.
Mm-hmm.
No
mm-hmm.
question.
He looks significantly different than when I spoke with him.
So you've lost 45 pounds. Do you have a goal to lose more?
Yes, I do. I want to bring myself down to 200.
Good for
He'll
you.
Do it. You'll do
I
it.
I'll be doing it.
I'll do it.
Within the next year, I'm going to be down to 200.
Yeah. It's like you have a whole new lease on life one way and another. It's just amazing.
Yeah. Bert, has this given you an appreciation for life?
A lot more.
Yeah.
A lot more. Definitely.
Yeah, the small because bitches
can,
and complaining
turn
to people.
Your life around so quickly.
Yeah. You're going to say the small bitches and complaining that people do are really meaningless in the total scheme of things, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. People, once they face adversity, it changes their whole perspective on life. And to a certain extent, that's good because it's helped them progress. And unfortunately, most of society hasn't done that yet. Because, man, there's just so many people consuming so much junk food and crap, and they have no idea what that's doing to their system.
I believe completely on that.
Bert, what's your family's response to you doing oil and also to the great results you've had?
My daughter... She thinks I should have done chemo and radiation, mm-hmm. On as well as my sister as well. Mm-hmm. I have had a lot of support from friends and other people and say, you know, keep doing what you're doing, you know, like, you know, that's your body. Go for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think your daughter and sister just, I mean, they love you. They're concerned about you. They just know the traditional method of dealing with this, which is not always that great.
Yeah, and like for my daughter, it's funny because her mom passed away just last year of breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And that was her second time around. She had been cancer-free for 26 years, and then she got it again the second time around. And that's another thing. If you get cancer once, usually you'll get cancer probably most likely a second time. So the thing is that if you're cancer-free, it might be a good idea to make sure that you keep doing maintenance after that,
mm-hmm.
just to help you out.
Yeah.
For the remainder of your years. Maybe, you know, like, at least if you die in a car accident, well, there's nothing you can do there. But.
Yeah.
Do you still prefer the suppository over taking it orally?
You know what? It doesn't bother me now. At first, I couldn't, I couldn't think about doing it. And then now, well, it's
just all, what you need to do.
That's exactly. It's what I do. And yeah, it's all good.
Yeah.
Your wife says, Bert, you're an asshole anyway. Take it.
That's exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what she says.
Yeah, you know, I've done the equivalent of what you've taken by suppository for prostate. And I guess I'm one of those rare individuals like Corey that gets high doing by suppository. Yeah. I mean, I don't get really blitzed, but I just have the cotton mouth and I'm a little high and life is good.
So. Oh, yeah. No,
yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, it's sometimes it lasts a couple of days too. So it's
okay.
I'm not strong like you, Bert.
Well, I'm not strong either, but I'm okay.
Yeah, no, this is this really great to talk to you and hear your story, because I think what you have done is truly an inspiration to anyone else who has cancer in any form. Take cannabis oil, change your diet, make sure you're doing all the healthy things. I mean, you did castor oil packs, the frankincense, doTERRA frankincense under the tongue twice a day, and the foot cleanse. I mean, all the things that I guess conventional medicine would poo-poo, you've done, and you're in a healthy state. You've lost 45 pounds. You got a bit more weight to lose, and bingo.
Yep.
You're right there for another 50 years.
Hopefully.
Yeah. We'll celebrate your 100th birthday.
I'm all for it. I'm all for that.
Beer.
Yeah, you can have a beer at that point.
Yeah, it wouldn't matter anymore.
Bert, it was great to talk to you and hear your story. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Yeah,
thank you, Bert. You're amazing.
Before we go, I want to let our listeners know that you can help us spread the word about the amazing, often life-saving health benefits of cannabis just by sharing the podcast, writing a review, or rating us. We very much appreciate the help of everyone who's done that already. And we really like the 5-star ratings. We'd also like to thank those of you who support the show by making a one-time donation or a monthly donation on our Patreon page, which you can do for as little as $5 a month. It helps to keep us running. You'll find out how to do that on our website, cannabishealthradio.com. Thank you for your support. It means so much to us. And we'll be back again next week with another episode of Cannabis Health Radio.
Thanks for listening to Cannabis Health Radio. For more information and to search previous podcasts, visit our website, cannabishealthradio.com. Subscribe so you don't miss new episodes. and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This podcast is made possible by donations from our listeners. If you found the information helpful, please consider making a donation in any amount through our website. You can also help us share our message by leaving a review on your podcast listening platform. We are very grateful for your support. Thank you. Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Hi, my name's Kate, and I'm your host of the Pot Moms Podcast. I started the Pot Moms Podcast, well, because I wanted to end the stigma against using cannabis, specifically with moms, but also anyone who chooses to consume. I strive for a balance of humor and education, along with some pretty rad guests, to help combat social biases that come with consuming cannabis. Kids are hard. Join me for regular podcast episodes packed with parenting hacks, real-life stories, and of course, my favorite cannabis products. The days are long, but the years are short. So roll another J and take a deep breath. Keep blazing and stay amazing.